Hello, everybody. Jake and Gino here, and today we're discussing how to avoid the next crypto collapse. Fill in whatever kind of hip investment you want. Crypto, dot-com bubble, housing crash, whatever you want to put in there. How to avoid the next collapse. Gang, I'm not here to say that crypto is good or bad. I'm simply here to say why I choose not to invest in it.
He's here to say it's bad. Who is he kidding? He keeps.
I'm not saying it's bad. It's a really cool thing.
Ripping on me for investing in it.
I think crypto sucks. Guys, it goes back to what Warren Buffett said. He said, unlike apartments that produce rental income or farmland that produces food, the only way to get value from Bitcoin is to sell it to someone else. Okay. This explains the difference between a productive asset and something that depends on the next guy paying you more. Okay. Think about this. This sounds a lot like the greater fool theory. You got to keep paying more to basically prove the value in the asset. And we are not ones for irrational exuberance. We believe investing in a quality vehicle for the long term. And we believe that's right for our families. So, Gino, what are we doing to profit and avoid the next crypto, dot-com bubble, housing crash, et cetera?
Well, it's amazing that you made that point. Before I list out the three, I need to say something, Jake, right now to all the listeners about cash flow and about the greater fool theory.
If it don't cash flow, let the grass grow?
Yes. And what's happening right now, cash flow seems like it's coming back. The irrational exuberance of the last few years really quelled cash flow, where people in New York City are buying a one bedroom for $1 million, then $1.2 million, then $1.4 million. And what happens is as the market cycle lengthens, all of a sudden there's a lot of greater fools out there. Be careful what that happens, because what happens is your cash flow starts to decrease. It becomes nominal and all you're investing on is equity.
Waiting on the flip.
Yeah. And cash flow is great. Cash flow gets you out of your job. Equity keeps you out of your job. But be careful, if that's all you're focusing on is equity, then what happens when that equity stops and you don't have any reserves? Then you're in big trouble. So be very careful what's been going on with these markets right now. And now we're starting to see the big reset of all of a sudden prices have to come down. Cap rates have to decompress because there's no yield in these assets and cash flow is coming back. But how to avoid the crypto collapse? The first one is to control your money. And that's why we love multifamily. Jake, if he wants to raise rents on a resident, he can. He doesn't have to go to the board of directors. He doesn't have to be a shareholder. He owns the property. He can do that. If he wants to go refi.
And I own the property.
Yes, you own the property and it's a hard asset. And controlling it, you can refi the property. You can sell the property. You can fix the decks. You can do whatever you want to. It is your money. If you want to take a bigger draw this month or put some money in CapEx, it is yours. I think being able to control the money, and we always talk about on the show, having that autonomy in your life ultimately leads to freedom and happiness. People want that happiness, and how they get that happiness is by having that autonomy, by being able to do what they want to do whenever they want to, with whoever and however. And being able to have that control is so important to having that autonomy and ultimately to achieving that freedom that we're all looking for.
Think of how much people are desiring passive income. It's like this super shiny object that everyone just desires. I want the passive income, but really drill down to the root of it. I'm not trying to be mean here, but it's the allure of getting something for nothing, mm-hmm. right? And you're putting money in, maybe you're investing and you ultimately want passive income, but you want to get something for not having to do anything. And what we really look for is stable, consistent revenue. And that's why we love apartments. We're involved in it. I don't have to go and look for something else to do. I'm totally comfortable doing this for the rest of my life. I've committed to it. I'm great with it. I love the space. I love the vehicle. I understand it. And that's why we're squatting in a multifamily. And I'm not trying to be mean here, but I think the allure of something that you're going to get something without having to do anything for it is great. And it does happen for folks. But ultimately, if you're in control, I think you're going to sleep better at night. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with working, folks. There's nothing wrong with showing up and making sure that your properties are doing what they should be doing on a daily and weekly basis.
The second one, have ample reserves. In March of 2020.
That's a super sexy one, Gino. Well, I love this, it though.
Let me tell you something. This will save your business. This will save your sanity. This will save so many things. And in March of 2020, I remember jumping on a coaching call with our scaling up coaches, and we had said, let's keep this positive. We don't know what's going on with COVID, because Jake and I knew that we had enough money in reserves. We had enough money in capital expenditures accounts. We had enough money in savings that we could weather a storm. And it gave us more optionality. It gave us the confidence to say to our employees, we're not going to fire you. We have the money here. If we're not,
everybody's got a spot with us.
Yep. That's right. If we're not going to make money for the next 6 months, and that is such a liberating feeling. And I've been able to live with that feeling for the last 5 or 6 years, at least, if not longer, because financial freedom allows you to do that. It allowed me to actually put money, additional money reserves, take out whole life policies to stack money and cash value there. So if I need those as emergencies, I can always tap into that money. And having those ample reserves will weather you through the storm.
Man, that's beautiful. Gino, I think the key there is that most people are like, well, it's been going really good for the last 2 or 3 years. I can start to pull some of that out and let it go to other areas. Gang, we always look at things through the long-term prism. Over a 10-year period, you're going to have a couple crappy years potentially with one of your properties. But over the 10-year period, if you do the averages, you've probably done really well. If you're managing right, if you bought it right, if you're financing right, you're still going to run into issues, whether it's management, whether it's a physical issue to the property. There's going to be problems that come up. But over the long term, the properties tend to perform very well. If you get greedy and you start skimping back on the reserves, and then that day comes where you didn't expect the foundation to drop some, and now you need to go in and use a slab jacker or something like that, and you didn't have the 15 grand in reserves, you're going to be kicking yourself. So ample reserves is a must for long-term planning.
And this third one, it's funny. It's like when Jake talks about getting bashed for crypto and hating crypto, he's been promoting long-term fixed rate financing for a while now. And I guess I would say some people are probably making fun at him, hem and hawking. Yeah, well, these caps and let's get bridge debt and let's not get anything fixed. Well, how's that looking right now for everybody out there? Huh? Got a nice 3.5% bridge term, 24 months out. You got it 6 months ago. Well, where are rates right now? You're not looking too good on this one. So for us, having long-term fixed rate financing, a lot of your assets will allow you to sleep. And back in 2008, the reason why multifamily went through a rough patch is not because of valuations and because of rents. It went through a rough patch because a lot of people had debt that was expiring. All of a sudden, their payments were coming due. And in a down market, when you have an asset that's still cash flowing, but the appraised value drops less than what's on the mortgage, guess what? You are not going out and refining that deal. So you have to give the keys back. But if those people had long-term fixed rate financing, they could weather the storm. As our coach Bill Hamm says, you can always buy real estate in any part of the market cycle. You can't always sell real estate. And if you get caught with financing that's not fixed and you're in a down market and all of a sudden it resets and you're in trouble and you can't refinance out of it, say bye-bye to your property.
I think the earliest we have something coming due is like 2026, maybe 2027. And it's funny because 2021, 2022, we're looking at deals. I have people pushing me to do bridge debt to make a deal
work. I
felt
so bad, Jake, at that time. I thought we were missing something. I'm like, Jake, why can't we close these deals? What's going on? What am I missing here? It's that irrational exuberance of Sam Bankman, whatever his name, Freed, the FTX dude. It's all that irrational exuberance. Everyone's throwing money at these assets, and none of this underwriting is making any sense to people who've been in the business for a while. And we had to pass on a couple of assets, and we've been telling the Jake and Gino community, don't pencil whip. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, there's a couple there that I thought we had an opportunity, but still they were just so out of reach. Forget about the other 150 that we looked at. Yeah. We had no shot on. There's a couple that had, but then when you're looking at a stabilized asset, mm-hmm. and you have to use bridge debt to buy a stabilized asset, you know, right then and there, remember this, people, for the next market cycle, that is not going to end well.
And it's not going to last forever. That's the hard thing, is when you're in it, it feels like it's going to last forever. 2021 and 2022 felt like, and we're still in 2022, but they felt like they were going to last forever. And you have a growth mindset. You want to buy deals. You want to grow. The difference is that we're long-term guys and we're competing with short-term guys. All the people that we're investing from, I don't say all, but many of the people who are buying from, say, 2019 to 2022 were in, out. You saw multiple assets being bought, nothing really being done to them, and sold a year or two later. And there's this constant cycle of this. So, You have Gino and Jake here. They're buying for the long term, trying to apply a filter or a lens to these deals for the long term when everyone else is in and out, in and out. And they're saying, oh, 3%. What do you mean you can't make this deal work? 3% rate. You're getting in. Get in with Bridge. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that because we like long-term fixed rate debt because we know we can sleep at night and you take the interest rate risk off the table. Now that's a problem. And we're going to see what happens when folks don't take that seriously over these next few years. So
let me end this by offering something to the listeners out there. One of the opportunities that we see in the market right now is creative financing, seller financing.
Oh, yeah.
We just got a deal presented to us. The seller said, here, I want seller financing. Not, hey, Mr. Seller, No, Jake, I need seller financing. Okay, done. That's coming back.
If you insist.
Twist my arm. Hit me up. Gino@jakeandgino.com. We've got best-selling book, Creative Cash, that talks about seller financing, talks about master lease options. This is coming back into vogue right now. It was like seller financing for the last couple of years, a little sketchy. You know, you really need to buy these really dumps to make it work. Now you're going to be finding motivated sellers. They're going to have to get creative because banks out there are getting a lot more difficult. Interest rates are really high. Deals aren't making sense, right? Being underwritten traditionally, seller financing is coming back into vogue in this part of the market cycle. So hit me up, Gino@jakeandgino.com, and I'll send you a PDF copy of Creative Cash.
20-second recap. Gino said, control your money, control your asset. Have ample reserves. Use long-term fixed rate financing. Gang, as always, we believe in buying deals with the ability to hold for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the G-Daddy. We make it happen. We'll see you next time.